Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for April 10th, 2015. This week's news is brought to you by the International Cryptozoology Museum, located in Portland, Maine, which is the world's only cryptozoology museum. The International Cryptozoology Museum opened in 2003 and contains rare and original items collected by Lauren Coleman, the director of the museum. Visit the International Cryptozoology Museum at 11 Avon Street in downtown Portland, Maine. And for more information, please visit cryptozoologymuseum.com. In cryptid news, the Animal Planet Channel is the host of the quality investigative television show Finding Bigfoot, but soon it will host Bigfoot Found. No, the members of the Moneymaker Gang have not yet found any real evidence to support their claims of squatchy antics in the woods.
Hello, Bigfoot. Hello.
But a new show will soon be televised with the name Bigfoot Found. The show will follow mountaineer Reinhold Messner and British scientist Mark Evans through trips from the Himalayas to the woods of New York. Animal Planet's statement about the new Icon Films production states, quote, Bigfoot Found is a visually spectacular, rugged adventure following one of the most involved and exhausted expeditions ever to find the legendary creature, unquote. Icon Films is responsible for the show River Monsters, as well as the Brian Sykes Bigfoot Revealed special. And speaking of Brian Sykes, he returns again with his investigative skills to find evidence of Bigfoot, or lack thereof. Sykes this time focused his attention on the story of a woman named Zanna, who lived in the 19th century Russia and was captured by locals and was described as half-human, half-ape, and seemed to have qualities of an animal. She also stood 6.5 feet tall, in addition to being covered with auburn hair. Zanna was reported to have had 4 children by local men, and Sykes carried out DNA studies on 6 of her existing relatives, as well as a tooth of her son. The results show that Zanna was, quote, 100% African, although she does not resemble any known group. While this is interesting news, I'm not sure that this validates the existence of Yeti or other unknown links to unknown wild primates. Further information, however, will be published in a scientific journal sometime soon, which will hopefully elaborate on these findings. In UFO news, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, has released the sighting statistics for March of 2015. Back in January, there was 721 reports, February saw 607, and now in March, MUFON collected a total of 684 reports, 547 of which came from the United States. The United Kingdom was next with 36, followed by Canada with 30. California was the top state once again with 78 reports, followed by Florida with 42, Texas with 35, Illinois with 27, Pennsylvania with 24, and Michigan with 22. The remaining states had less than 20 reports each. Big thanks to Jan C. Harzan, the executive director of MUFON, for the monthly sighting statistics. And MUFON has also launched a new website, MUFONSymposium.com, to celebrate the 2015 MUFON Symposium in Irvine, California, on September 24th through the 27th. The theme of the symposium this year will focus on expanding ufology by opening new doors in academia, industry, and the media. Find the link at the ParanewsInsider.com website and click on the events tab at the top. In ghost news, it looks as if the mystery of ghosts has been solved. Professor Shane Rogers from Clark University in New York has investigated several purportedly haunted locations and has found a common thread between them. Mold. Previous studies on outdoor mold show that it can affect the brain with various psychoactive effects. However, the study of indoor mold has not yet been done in detail. Dr. Rogers states that, quote, reports of psychiatric symptoms including mood swings, hyperactivity, and irrational anger, as well as cognitive impairment, are prevalent among those exposed to molds. Experiences reported in many hauntings are similar to mental or neurological symptoms reported by individuals exposed to toxic mold, unquote. Recent work has centered on Stachybotrys cheriterum, which is a common indoor mold, which has been tested on exposed mice. The mice displayed brain inflammation and memory loss, in addition to increased anxiety and fear. His next effort is to compare the mold microbiome between purportedly haunted locations against those that are not. While this study obviously could not possibly explain all hauntings, I do feel that this is an important study that can help eliminate a degree of purportedly haunted locations and may explain away a good percentage of ghost cases. Sadly, while this research is extremely important to the landscape of ghost research, it will unfortunately more than likely be ignored by the masses of investigators who would rather settle for assumptions. In other news, a video of a strange-looking ring of smoke was filmed in the skies of Kazakhstan last Saturday. The video has been circulating the internet and has generated a lot of buzz, interest, as well as speculation about what may have caused this. Was it from a UFO, a blown transformer, or was it a portal to hell? Similar videos have appeared every so often, including last year when a black smoke ring was traced back to a fireworks test at Warwick Castle that had supposedly left officials stumped for days. And another pyrotechnics test in Florida led to a photograph that was surrounded with similar thoughts of UFOs and portals to hell. Smoke rings are naturally occurring phenomena, typically causing a smoke vortex that comes from a blast through a circular structure. And the Large Hadron Collider has been started back up after a two-year hiatus. CERN's 17-mile ring has received an upgrade and will now explore evidence of dark matter, as proton beams will be increased to record levels. Dark matter is the theoretical substance thought to make up most of the mass in the universe. Is this dangerous? Well, some say yes, and some say no. But we'll just have to wait and see if the universe gets turned inside out from our work here on planet Earth. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. This weekend, we have a couple of events taking place. The Oregon Ghost Conference takes place April 10th through the 12th in Oregon City, Oregon. Salem Con, also this weekend, April 10th through the 12th in West Salem, Massachusetts. And next weekend, we have the Virginia City Paracon, April 17th through the 19th in Virginia City, Nevada. And the Lost Limbs Charity Horror Paracon 2015 also takes place next weekend, April 18th through the 19th, in Scottsburg, Indiana. Also in April, we have OuijaCon 2015, April 23rd through the 25th in Baltimore, Maryland. And the Butler Paranormal Conference takes place April 25th, 2015, in Butler, Pennsylvania, and I will be on hand at that event. Also that weekend is the Granbury Paranormal Expo, April 25th through the 26th in Granbury, Texas. The Tyler Paranormal Conference takes place April 25th and 26th in Tyler, Texas. And in cryptozoology, in April we have the 24th Annual Bigfoot Conference on April 18th at Salt Fork State Park in Lore City, Ohio. That's just a sample of what you can find this year at ghost conferences, UFO conferences, and cryptozoology conferences all across the United States and Canada. And if you want to see the entire list, go to paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. And as always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as see it on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian Parsons reporting.